afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. Excuse me, I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today's Tuesday, June 5th, 2018. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Miss Melody. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. Sometimes those deep breaths just kind of, sometimes those deep breaths just get to me. I take a two. You know. Anyway, at least it's a breath, and I'm very thankful of that.
But, there you go. Absolutely, you're walking and breathing. That's a good sign.
It was a good day. It's been a good day.
Molly, before I forget, I want to thank you for the order. I got the order yesterday of the BU dimes, and they're beautiful dimes. And thank you for that. I appreciate that. They really are.
And they're getting a little tough to get. I've sold so many, and they're getting kind of hard to get, but I try to bring them in every time I can. And they're beautiful, and, you know, the premiums are so low on them, it doesn't hurt to buy that type of quality.
It does not. It does not. And to know that even though right now the prices are down, it still took $300 to buy $25 worth of real money. You follow what I'm saying?
Well,
300 inflated papers, you know, paper dollars.
Well, you got a little bit of a discount, too.
Well, 330, whatever it was. But what I'm pointing to make is silver has went up that much since 1964 and backward. $25 silver is still buy $300 worth of goods. If you had real money.
You know, it's funny. It is very true. I was going through some of my papers, just rearranging, getting rid of some back years and so forth. And I love it when I do it because I come across papers and some of our articles that were written by Discount Gold and Silver back in the year 2000 and, you know, 2001. Back to 1997, we have price quotes and old price sheets and stuff. And I'm finding a gold mine. And I was looking at some $20 gold pieces, and it amazed me. If you go back to, and this is why there's the $20 gold pieces, all the numismatic coins are such a great buy. Just going back to 2004, the premiums between spot price, the melt value, I mean, you're looking at a 40% spread. And now you're looking at where you can buy it almost at the same price as a bullion gold eagle. I mean, these premiums are that low. And, you know, it's also reading articles, there hasn't been anything that's changed since all these years. We're just deeper and deeper and deeper in trouble.
Yes. Yes, we are.
And I tried to find some good changes, and there aren't any. They're just, the debt is deeper. The jobs are not there. We're going to talk about jobs here in just a little bit. We continue to have the trade deficits. You know, we still have people who can't afford their health insurance. I mean, the list goes on, and it hasn't changed. It's only worsened. So the illusion has gotten bigger. The bubble has gotten bigger, and that means people have more and more to lose. But let's go ahead and see what gold did today. Gold was up a little bit today. I'm not quite sure, other than the disagreements on the tariffs. I saw Mexico came out with some tariffs against pork and so forth. So we had a little pop in gold today, up $5.30 at $1,298. You have silver up 9 cents at $1,658. Platinum was down a dollar at $904, and palladium was also down $3 at $998. The USDX today was trading a little bit weaker, 0.13 at $93.90. Crude oil was up 58 cents at $65.33. There was a little pressure on the paper markets, but nothing too. The Dow was down 13 points at 24,799. The NASDAQ was up 31 points at 7,637. The S&P was up almost 2 points at 2,748. We have the 10-year yield down 0.02 at 2.92%. and the euro was 1.17. We've been seeing this this margin of trade here, and one of these days the markets are going to break out one way or another, and I believe we're going to have gold break out to the upside and the paper markets a break to the downside. That's just with the news, the financial news that you follow, that I follow, that's what everything is telling us. You had, Pastor Butch, you have the, let me see here, Micron Technology. Let me see if I can pull this up here.
While you're looking it up, I'll say this. The dollar is taking a beating all over the world. And I'm going to share some of that just in a few minutes. The dollar is taking a beating all over the world. More and more nations are trying to get away from the dollar, period. And, of course, that's going to hurt us financially. And there's a lot of reasons why they're doing it. But I'm going to share some things here in a minute about gold and what it's stepping up to the plate actually worldwide to become real money again. But you go ahead.
Well, we talk a lot about tax cut, and it's fueling a record $200 billion stock buyback bonanza. American companies announced a record $201.3 billion in stock buybacks and cash takeovers in May. Apple made up nearly half that total, and of course, Apple's in the Dow. This is according to a report from the investment research company TrimTabs. Apple last month pledged to purchase $100 billion worth of its own stock. It didn't provide a time frame for when it would complete the purchases. Micron Technology, $10 billion. Qualcomm, $8.8 billion. May's buyback announcement. Bonanza continues the trend started in the first quarter of 2008 when U.S. companies completed $178 billion in buybacks. That was a record number, topping the prior record of $172 billion in 2007. And does anybody remember that 2007 was right before the Great Recession? So, folks, these parallels to 2007 and 2008 aren't coincidence. This is what they do. This is how they keep stocks higher. This is how it keeps people from panicking. This is how it keeps people in these markets. Howard Silverblatt.
And how long can they do that? How long can keep that up?
Well, you know, look at this was a record in 2000.
How long can keep that up? I mean, yes. Yes.
Well, why do you think there was tax reform?
They can't do it forever.
Why do you think they allowed all this patriation back of these funds, overseas funds? Of course it's to buy back their shares because they need to keep it up. Donald Trump says, hey, we're up $7 trillion. It's not the economy. It's the stock market. That's what it's all about. That's what everybody, it's a psychological,
It is.
You know. This is what keeps people buying and going deeper in debt and allowing their market to stay in their retirement accounts and ride the wave of the stock market and these bonds. Howard Silverblatt of the S&P Dow Jones Indices said that the total buybacks and dividends for the past 12 months could top $1 trillion for the first time ever. The massive uptick followed the U.S. corporate tax cut law. It reduced the business tax rate from 35 to 21%. We know that. And the tax law gives these companies a break on taxes owed when returning foreign profits. So that's what they're using to boost up these. And I still think a lot of that money is going to be used during the fall. Or maybe they're spending it now. Maybe there won't be any more money come fall when the markets get hit a little more. I mean, these are big numbers, ladies and gentlemen. Big, big numbers.
Oh,
but that
huge.
Tells you why. That
huge.
Tells you why the markets are doing what they're doing.
When a little bit, we'll get into the actual numbers of unemployment. Now, they say it's down to 3.8%, the lowest in, some say 50 years. It's a lie. And I'm going to show you about it in a minute, folks. It's a lie. It's a big lie. But, you know, you probably know this, Melody. I mean, a lot of people out there probably already do. We know that Russia has been selling off U.S. treasuries quite a bit over the last 5 or 6 years. But they're about ready to double their gold mining efforts. It'll make them the second largest gold producer in the world. Gold is making a comeback. It truly is. Another article here It says a quiet revolution. Gold's monetary rehabilitation is building. There's a quiet revolution taking place in a monetary vacuum that developing on the back of the erosion of the dollar's hegemony. It's perhaps too early to call what's happening to the dollar the beginning of its demise as a world's reserve currency, but there's certainly a move away from it in Asia. And every time the Americans deploy their control over global trade settlement as a weapon against the regimes they dislike, nations who are neutral observers take note and consider how to protect themselves just in case. Now, here's what's going on, and I think this is phenomenal. Africa is going to start doing business with the yuan, using the yuan more than the dollar if they can. This is a fact. This on ZeroHedge.com by Tyler Durden. From yuan-dominated oil futures and soon-to-be yuan-denominated metal contracts to Europe's decision to use yuan to pay up for Iranian oil, and from $9 settlement systems for Russia, Chinese trade to the Turkey call for citizens to dump the dollar, it appears each action of the Trump administration deepens the distrust of the dollar hegemony. And it goes on to say that it's just growing worldwide. And also, it says, India, China, and Russia are ditching the dollar, and India and China are going to do trade in gold only. Now, Melody, that's a huge hit for the world's domination of the world, is it not? I mean, the dollar's domination of the world. That's a huge hit. Everyone's dropping a dollar, and gold is making a comeback. Isn't that amazing? And Russia's going to double their mining efforts this year. Must be demand for it somewhere, do you think?
Well, you think, and, we've always known Russia, we've always known China and India, they're all big believers in gold and so forth, and that's how they're gonna beat the United States. That's how they're going to be able to handle their debt. I mean, what do we have? We can't even get an audit of what the gold that we have. I mean, nobody wants to tell, oh, it's all there. Okay, prove it.
India, China, Russia. When India, China, Russia ditch a dollar, those are big, huge nations. Obviously, China and Russia and India, all three are big consumers. But when they ditch the dollar and they start using only gold between them, that has to put a strain on the dollar. There's no doubt about it. And Africa and Europe is going more and more to the yuan. That's got to put a strain on the dollar. And that's going to show up in our prices here eventually. It's going to. It already is. Maybe not as rapid as it should be, but it already is. So the world is actually going back to the gold for its what we'll call it the dollarization of gold. It's going back to real money again. Now, whether we do or not, a lot of nations are, and that should be a warning to us, should it not?
Well, it should. And I mean, as I said before, these nations are going to, they're going to be trading in, some sort of a reserve currency. You know, it's the manipulation of these currencies. We've known for a long time we've been in a currency war. I mean, this is what's going on. These countries are trying to find a different avenue in order to do their trade. China came out after, probably 2009, 2010, said, well, you know what, there really shouldn't be just one reserve currency, world reserve currency. And if I remember the statement, they didn't think it should be any one currency, but this is China talking, so you know darn well they want their currency to replace the dollar. But I'm not sure any other currency can replace the dollar, but what I do believe, they can become equal by being balanced out with gold. That's what will happen. That's what's going to happen. We just don't know the time frame. But when I'm talking about these stocks, being propped up by these multinational corporations buying their shares, that these are all phony numbers, and with all this algorithmic trading and so forth, when these markets break, when the financial structure, the global financial structure breaks, Katie bar the door. Those who are the strongest prepared, which means having gold, they'll be able to dictate who will be the world reserve currency.
Absolutely.
The markets are already set up. See, at one point in time, the dollar really didn't have a competitor because the exchanges, you couldn't, it didn't, the computers weren't set up to do these various exchanges on various markets. Well, that's all being, you know, realigned. So, you know, when you have all these, like the Shanghai Exchange, and it's coming to the point where, yes, they can trade now in various currencies, where at one point in time, yes, the Saudis did promote the petrodollar, but now the computers with technology and everything else, the conversion of currencies is not as difficult as it once was. The clearinghouse, you know, it's beginning to change, and this is where these other countries will be the most beneficial if they own a lot of gold as we go into these times. So it's coming. Well, I just don't know when.
It is coming. When the nations start doing trillions of dollars of trade in gold-backed currencies or something, can you imagine what the kind of demand that's going to give and what kind of demand and actually price increase is going to happen for gold and other maybe silver, precious metals, when that starts happening? That's going to be a big boon to anyone who has a little bit of gold in their possession. They're going to make a killing with it.
Absolutely. And I do believe gold is... It's just the way it is. It's not going to go digital. I mean, it's not going to be a cryptocurrency. It's not going to be something like that that's going to replace gold and trade. I mean, it's just not going to happen that way. Not in our lifetimes, not in your children's lifetime. I don't know, maybe 300 years from now? Who knows? But I don't think so. Gold's been around for 5,000 years, and they probably said the same thing 3,000 years ago. But
the world is full of history of nations who tried to do away with precious metals as money and went to fiat currency. It's full of nations who tried that, full of them, and they all collapsed eventually. They all fell flat on their face.
In fact, that was one of the papers that I came across. Is I had a list of all the various countries and their currencies and their decline, and I wanted to share it on the program today, but I'll have to bring it back at another time.
Whenever you want to share it, you have time, go ahead. But there's so much news happening, so much going on. I mean, I've been hearing that we are at an all-time 50-year unemployment rate, for a low unemployment rate. Melody, that's fudged. I promise you, the articles are over the website. This has been fudged. It's all over the internet. Is not real. And I mean, and people are being duped again.
We talked about this yesterday, about how there is over 101 million working average Americans that do not have a job right now. We'll talk more about that.
Many Americans are
Yeah, we'll talk more about it when we come back. And for those of you who missed it yesterday, and again, it's for those of you to let you know, this... Everything is being fudged. Everything is an illusion. But what not is an illusion is going into this break for a commercial. So please stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survivor.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CommonSenseVoicesOfIntegrity.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter, please. And, of course, you can listen to these programs live at 4 p.m. Eastern Time at the website, or you can listen to the archives that are posted there shortly after the program. And we welcome all of you. Even if you heard it, you want to listen to us again. We're worth a repeat, aren't we, Pastor Butch?
I like to think so. Dita would. I really would.
Well, we think.
I'm just thinking. We think so. I mean, I don't know. We'll get into that. But I was just thinking that people could hear us during the break, laughing and joking with me and you and Todd. They may realize that we really are real people. We're not robots. We're real people. You know. But I'll just look at this. Of course, you mentioned about the 102 million people are actually out of work. That's a record high, actually, and that's record high. But it doesn't cover the 78 million people who are working, but working like two or three jobs because they can't find a full-time job like they used to from 9 to 5, whatever. They used to be full-time workers. 78 million are really hustling just to find a dime here, a dollar there, working different jobs to keep everything moving. So the ones are out of work, literally out of work, 100 million or so. 78 million are working two or three jobs, trying to juggle their income to pay their bills. Melody, that's tough. I mean, I know we see people on the news saying things just hunky-dory and everything's great, but I know it's not. I live in the real world. I don't live in D.C. I don't have a padded paycheck or a padded benefits. I have to earn every dime I get. So don't tell me that everything's got easier. It's a lie. And I'm saying this in a biblical way. It's a damned lie. Because people are suffering out there today, trying to squeeze by. I talk to them personally, and they're having a tough time. But 101, 102 million people are out of work. 78 million are working, but they're having to work two or three jobs to make ends meet. I mean, how cool of an economy is that? Shit.
And you know, we look at the numbers. We talked about this going back during the peak of the last recession. The number of working-age Americans without a job never surpassed the 100 million mark.
Yes.
Here we are today.
Yes.
At almost 102.
But it can't be. Trump's doing. I mean, he's going to save the country. He can't. It's not going to happen under his watch. I mean, come on. It's really all good news. And I wish it were. And I'm not trying to throw stones at anybody. I really sincerely wish it were good news. I wish jobs would come back to the country and people were actually making a decent living again. And the threat of war didn't hang over them all the time and constant harassment by the news of Trump in Russia and Giuliani and this and on and on and on and on and on. I wish we could go back to a time whenever people made a living, the news covering maybe some weather and some odds and ends. But that, today it's always turmoil. It's always strife. It's always pressure. And it causes stress, and that's part of the plan also, obviously. And now I'm reading here that this administration will dump $700 billion into Obamacare, and that's supposed to be pretty much wiped out. But it's not. The $700 million in subsidies this year to help provide Americans under age 65 with health insurance. So Obamacare is still going strong, isn't it?
Well, it is, and rates aren't going down. I can't even imagine what mine's going to be next, next year, January for 2019. I came across one of my old healthcare quarterly statements, and what I was paying quarterly, I'm paying monthly. It's just
wow.
Like, so how do people do it? I don't understand how families can handle, and what irritates me most of all is today Mitch McConnell comes out and he talks about that he's canceling all but a week of the Senate's traditional August recess, hoping to keep these Democrats off campaign trail and confirm as many of President Trump's judicial and executive branch nominees as possible. What the heck are they doing now? Why do they have to wait until August to get all these judicial and executive branch nominees completed? What are they doing now? I mean, we're 2 months away from August. So it is all about the elections.
We don't want to stress them out now, Mel. We don't want to stress them out. These poor guys are just struggling along, you know, and they have a tough time making them while we pay them. And, you know,
the heck are they going to be doing for 2 months? They want to pass legislation, appropriation bills. They want to do spending. They want to get all the spending done before September 30th comes along. And then, you know, the government, because I think they're going to plan on shutting the government down. Depends, you know. It's one way in which, you know, again, we have elections. And it's an election year. I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
Well, it just goes on and on and on. I don't want to say. I mean, this is total chaos.
People.
What they are, lazy, worthless people, but that causes chaos, and that really is. And I'm telling you this, folks. I'm telling you the truth. Nations that want to keep the people off balance, feed them trash enough to keep them worried and concerned and frustrated and aggravated. That's what they do. They could, if they would allow this nation to work the way it was intended to work, that we could have a peaceful, prosperous society. But unfortunately, it isn't working that way. Now it's getting so bad that even New Jersey has froze all the spending in the state. You probably saw that also. It nears financial disaster, just like Illinois and California. I mean, Melody, it's falling apart a state at a time. They're losing ground. I mean, Illinois is basically bankrupt. They're one mark away from junk bond status. California is now the poorest state in the country per ratio as far as income and paying bills. And New Jersey is froze spending. So that should tell us something about this whole individual states are all struggling. I know West Virginia is also. They raised taxes, and the governor got in and said he would never raise taxes. He would not raise taxes. And the first thing he did was raise their license plates from $30 a year to $52 a year. No biggie, just almost double the price. But I'm saying it's just the states are struggling to make it because they're all carrying the same kind of debt burden with paper currency. Is that pretty much on the mark?
Absolutely. You know, when you were talking about New Jersey, it's always amazing. You know, they're shutting down their spending, but yet I saw where they approved funds. I don't know how many millions of dollars to go to the Miss America contest for Atlantic City. So, yay, priorities. You know,
we gotta have that. We gotta have that. My goodness, Melody. I mean, let the people do without food and stuff. But we gotta have Miss America contest.
Gotta have Miss America contest. Yes. So, I mean, again, it's priorities, and it's just typical government. And you know, it's not the first time they were shut down. Chris Christie shut down their spending when you know he was governor, and we've seen it in various places around this country. Well, I mean, Pennsylvania, they stopped paying a lot of their benefits because they didn't have the money. You don't hear anybody talking about that. Heaven knows it might hurt the stock market. Illinois,
yeah.
You don't hear anybody talking about these pension funds, how all underfunded they are. Heck no. You know, it might
has to happen. It has to happen. They can't do it forever. It has to happen. Eventually, it's going to catch up, and they can't hide it any longer. It's like cancer. Eventually, it's going to show.
And the truth will, you know, the reality will come to the forefront. Always has, always will. And, you know, I'm now beginning to read a lot of articles. I see a lot of headlines. Well, gee, if you would have kept your money, you know, in 2007 and left it in there and weathered the storm, you'd be this far ahead today. And so they're already setting people up. They're already setting people up
sure
to
dear.
Sit there and weather this through. So when the stock market drops by 50%, they'll say, well, it's going to come back. It's going to come back. Well, one of these days, it won't come back. And with the amount of debt that we're carrying, it would be very difficult for it to come back because they're not going to be able to go $10 trillion in debt to throw at the economy to make it come back like they've done this last time. So the only thing they're doing now...
It is amazing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The only thing they're doing now is keeping this afloat.
Well, you know, I wonder, the next article I'm covering here is, of course, illegals and, you know, trying to ship them out of country. And I am all for doing that because we cannot afford to keep them. I'm sorry, people. It's life. It's the way it is. But the show's here in this picture in Texas, Pecos, Texas. The immigration court has, looks like about 100 illegals all chained together in orange jumpsuits waiting their trial for a mass trial to expedite their deportation. So they come all together in chains around this courtroom, about 100 of them I'm looking at, dozens for sure, that you're going to take back out of the country. And people crying because, well, it's separating the parents from the children. And I really don't like that. It breaks my heart. It truly does. But, Melody, you have to realize when you come across a border illegally, there's consequences. We have to make them understand you can't come across illegally, go into the welfare system, live off us. It doesn't work that way. And if you're caught, there are consequences. If you go into Mexico illegally, you think there are consequences?
Absolutely.
So why can't it be the same way in our direction?
Well, I mean, I agree. I mean, I agree with it 100%. I mean, it's tough to see the pictures. It's tough to see the children being separated from the parents. But instead of being told that they can come here and get on the benefits, they should be told that if you come here, you might lose your children. You might be separated from their children. And I still don't understand why people don't get the legal and illegal part of the deal, the definitions of both. And... They need the illegal. They need the... I would like to see the immigration reform. I'd like to see it truly reformed. Not just with...
Oh, yes.
Not just with walls, not just with drones, not just with the increased, you know, border patrol and so forth. How about fixing... to make it a little, in some ways, make it a little more difficult to become a citizen, but maybe making it a little bit easier. I don't think people should have to wait 20 years to become a citizen. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is worth waiting 20 years to become a citizen of this country. But that's where I think the process, and during this process, you have fraud, you have corruption.
Of course.
You can't.
Of course. I mean,
how do you? Yeah.
And we can improve it a lot more. No doubt about it, we could. But you know, we're not the only nation that's facing this problem. I mean, many nations in Europe are having problems, big problems. Sweden is just about going under with the illegals. Mostly Muslims are taking over the country. And now, even the United States, on Ramadan, they caught a store selling some meat, I guess you call kosher meat from Israel, and they had to take it off the shelves. I mean, there was going to be a riot over that. This is in America now. This is happening. And now in Italy, this has come from Italy's new Interior Minister, Matteo Salvini, said in a Saturday rally that the good times for illegals is over. Get ready to pack your bags, adding countries need to start doing their job and no more smugglers should be docking in Italian ports. A not-so-veiled jab at NGOs organizing rescues at sea. Italy's saying pack your bags and get out. Why is it America is a bad guy? Because that we say it. How come, I mean, Canada is telling them don't come over there now. And Canada was giving us a hard time because we were turning them back. Now Canada's doing the same thing. People can't absorb this forever. This cannot be done, and I truly am sorry that they live in a country maybe we're having a hard time making it and it's war-torn. I mean that with all my heart. I have a heart. Goodness gracious, I have a heart. But we can absorb all this and can expect to keep our own nation going, especially as corrupt as our nation is already with what the leaders we have in it, Melody. We can't absorb any more corruption. We have enough of our own right now in D.C. and our state capitals, and you know that already. If we had a nation that was morally solid as it used to be, with sound financial ideas and monies, maybe we could absorb some more. But we can't take care of ourselves now, much less all these coming across the border, can we?
No, we can't. And, you know, actually, I saw some charts where the illegal immigration was actually down from, like, 2000. And it peaked under Bush, and then it started to go down and so forth. And, I mean, we still have an issue. But, you know, all of a sudden, you know, and immigration has always been a campaign promise that ignites people's emotions and so forth. And so, again, this big... Because all this big immigration, you know, to remove them and so forth is, you're right, we can't afford them anymore. And that's the problem. We need to send them back because they, it's not they themselves that are breaking this country. It's this country has broken itself to where they don't have the funds. There are no funds there. They need them out. They can't let them come in anymore. And I don't know if I'm making myself clear, Butch, but we can't afford, as you said, you know, one more, if we were prosperous and so forth, you let a few through, whatever, and you don't pay much attention to it and so forth. That was part of the problem, too. But now there is no money there. This country is bankrupt, period.
Our states are going under already. How can they add any more load to themselves?
How can they add any more to it?
I mean, that's right. I mean, this is common sense, to say the least.
But it's better to say we have an immigration problem than to say we don't have the money. None of the states want to admit that they don't have the money. Government doesn't want to say we don't have the money. Government says that, you know, we're drained to the point of collapse. So.
Well, it is what it is, and nations all the world are starting to suffer from this. And there's a lot more reason beside that I won't get into, especially with the Muslims coming in with their, and I don't care what they say, it's a hateful religion, truly hateful. Their policy is kill you if you don't convert. That's the way it's always been. And it's a very hateful religion. But they're coming in a nation, not just here, but other places in Europe especially, and taking over society and destroying the societies. So this is not just a problem here. America was, we'll say, one of the last healthy bodies left, Melody. We were one of the last ones to be hit with this so hard, and we were one of the last ones to be hit by terrorism. But they took it down in order, I will say, from the weakest to the healthiest. We were the healthiest nation for a long time, but not so much anymore. It doesn't take much to cripple us. We're already crippled. It doesn't take much now to finish us off. You know that to be true.
Yes, and I do know that it's true. We're heading into a break, so we'll be returning. I'm Melody Cedarstrom here with Pastor Butch Paul, and we'll be right back right after these few short messages.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. I just wanted to 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188 for discount gold and silver trading. For all your gold and silver coin needs, we have them here. We have some quality service, quality products, competitive pricing. Tomorrow I will have specials. We just got sidetracked today with processing orders and taking orders. I didn't have a chance to look to see what was a really good deal. So I'm going to save it for tomorrow. So I expect lots of phone calls of purchases of the special for tomorrow. So going into the break, and I just wanted to mention something, and then you can go on. You wanted to talk about water. You know, to put things into perspective,
That's coming up, yes.
In 1980, global assets, including property, were less than $20 trillion. Global assets. Today, they have grown to $524 trillion. And when you look to the price of gold, there is going to be an adjustment. That $524 trillion, those assets are going to shrink because most of that is all debt. And you're going to have the price of gold rise. So again, it's we are so out of whack, that is so out of balance. And of course, reality always comes back and things get balanced. So don't wait, ladies and gentlemen. Butch, you wanted to talk about something you wanted to...
I want to share this by Putin first. Putin signs law on countermeasures to unfriendly actions by U.S. and its allies. And this could mean something. I think we need to at least pay attention to it. While Trump and Putin may or may not be planning a long overdue summit between U.S. and Russia, as they referenced, Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama each held summits with Putin within 6 months taking office. Meanwhile, 16 months into his tenure, Trump has yet to do the same. Today, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law stipulating implementation of counter sanctions against U.S. and its allies. According to the Russian media, the legislation will be applied to any state or person for hostile actions against Russia, allows Russian authorities to cut international cooperation with foreign states and impose import and export restrictions, among other countermeasures. The trade embargoes will not be extended to certain goods, however, that are imported by Russian citizens for personal use. Anyway, this is a shot over the bow, so to speak, a warning shot about our tariffs and everything that's coming on. I don't know. But Russians and other nations also are ready to, I guess you say, stick back. You know, we shouldn't have took the tariffs off in the first place. If we, yes, right now, you know that. Putting them back on is hard because we took them off and people, the nations got used to going getting by without having to do them for a long time with NAFTA and GATT and all that. And now we're putting them back on again. And right or wrong, it makes them angry, does it not?
Well, sure it does. Well, sure it does. And, you know, that's upsetting the apple cart. And, you know, what I've always believed is, you know, we should have never dropped the tariffs. But they did. And now it's going to be difficult to go back.
Well, you know, but we heard back in the 80s and, of course, early 90s, we were talking about NAFTA and GATT and all these things. And some people trying to warn us that would lead to a mess in the long run. It's like with the EU, the European Union, and of course, and the Euro. People were trying to tell them it's not going to work. It may look good for a while, may put a Band-Aid on a cut for a while, but it's going to erupt and it's going to start going down. Well, obviously it is. The world economy is no longer in jive with each other. Nations are now probably more unrestful than they ever have been with trade. We are trying to find a way back to sound money. And the nations of the world are trying to find a way to cut America's ties with them as far as trying to impose our will on them. So it has to come back home sooner or later. No empire forever can impose its will on other nations. It will have to be corrected or come down, and it's coming down right now.
So, well, you know,
that's my nickel's worth for the day.
This headline just came out today. It's a Wall Street Journal, and China is offering to buy nearly $70 billion of U.S. products to fend off trade tariffs. So they're offering to buy $70 billion of U.S. farm, manufacturing, and energy products if the Trump administration abandons threatened tariffs. So, you know, it's kind of interesting. $70 billion is still not a whole lot. You had Trump, he had pressed China to commit to reduce the $375 billion U.S. merchandise trade deficit with China by $200 billion. So that's a little $70 billion, $200 billion. I don't know. So we'll see. We'll see if this is...
I mean, would that balance out? But didn't he say he's going to do the tariffs on $50 billion from them? That's what he said, right? First $50 billion from them, he's going to do tariffs on?
You know what? This stuff is... I don't know I don't know what type of impact it would... Would this trickle down enough to create... You know, I saw numbers, 500,000 jobs in this country. Do I believe that? No, I don't. Is it going to create jobs? Sure, it will. But to me... When we're talking about, you know, these deficits, the huge number that they are, what's $70 billion? What's $50 billion? It's not peanuts, but it's not much more. So how does that trickle down?
Compared to trillions, it's nothing.
Yeah. Now, I've also read where, like the steel. I mean, how many steel manufacturing plants do we have in this country? So it will benefit one or two companies. It's not going to benefit the whole United States. It's a start, and kudos for that. It's a start. But people are out there thinking that, you know, they're going to go get a Bethlehem steel job that pays, you know, $40 an hour. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
not.
It's not put into the proper perspective. And a lot of people will be hurt by it. And they'll be... It's propaganda, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway.
It is. It really is. Are we at break again?
No.
We are not.
No, I just
stopped. I don't hear music, so I'm going to keep on going. Okay, I thought I heard music. Anyway,
we got
you've heard
of
GoFundMe, right?
Yes.
Okay, you've heard of GoFundMe, right?
Yes.
Malaysia tries crowdfunding to pay soaring debt. Malaysia is going to go get me a GoFundMe page to pay its debt. I mean, that's an idea. I don't know, Melody. What do you think about that?
Should we have one to pay for the programs? Yeah. Can you hear me?
Really, we do. I hear you. I understand. I could use one to call the decision. But I thought this is amazing that a nation is going to use GoFundMe page to pay its debts. I mean, it's not really funny, but it's a new idea. Something unique, I guess you could say. But I did want to cover this, too. It's now against the law in California to shower and do laundry on the same day. Governor Jerry Brown is retiring, but not before he passes a few draconian laws as parting gift for California. Two bills were signed into law on Thursday of last week to help California be better prepared for future droughts and the effects of climate change. The mandatory water conservation standards will be permanent, according to the wording, and not just for use in times of crisis. To make a long story short, now these two bills are law. It's illegal to take a shower and do a load of laundry in the same day because you exceed your ration. Now, I know people are not going to believe this, probably, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Weather manipulation has been going on for a long, long, long time. They seeded clouds back in the 50s. I remember that. But now they have weather control. to the point that they can steer hurricanes. They can cause earthquakes. They can cause droughts. California has been under a man-made drought for a long time. Now, I'm going to say something else you're not going to believe. But if you go on your computer and type in the words primary water, you know, I'm not making this up. There are no fresh water shortages in the world, except what man makes for a purpose. Type in the words primary water, you'll see that water is a renewable resource that's come back all the time. Check it out. Just look it up and check it out for yourself. But in the California, don't get sweaty and try to take a shower then do laundry. Don't do that on the same day. You'll use your water to ration up, and who knows what could happen then. And this is really an unbelievable draconian step in a way of controlling people's lives to the point that you can't shower every day. Now, I don't know about you, Melody, but I enjoy a shower. And when I'm out cutting wood like it was today, I'm cutting wood for this coming winter, I get a little dirty and sweaty. And Marsha probably wore slow clothes today, usually does. But in California, you can't do it any longer. So I'd either have to take a choice between taking a shower or washing clothes. Go to bed with sawdust on me or washing clothes. This is just unbelievably, in my mind, overbearing.
Well, at least I don't have to do laundry every day then. I can forego the laundry.
I mean, it's amazing. I mean, it really amazes me that the people are going to, I guess, stand for this. I mean, if you work a job out in the sun all day and you get sweaty and dirty and greasy and grimy, do you want to take a shower when you come back in? I know I do. Well, it's just normal days I like to take a shower. So we come back in, why are you going to go to bed dirty and stinking because your wife wore clothes that day? Jerry Brown, stick it in the ear. I mean, come on. There's no wonder people will leave California. Now you even got me riled up again, didn't you? It's amazing. It is amazing that they can pass these laws. People that are supposed to be intelligent enough people to walk and talk pass these through their House and Senate, and that governor jerk signs into law. That's amazing to me that this can happen even by the lawmakers. What's more amazing is if the people tolerate it.
That's what's amazing, is that these people continue to get elected. And the people just—they think it's good. Oh wow, yeah, we're really going to save the earth. Okay.
Yeah. But really type in your search engine "primary water" and find out that we are not short on water. Check it out, people. Check it out. Just like we were taught for years that oil comes from fossilized animals, that's a lie. Oil is, there's plenty of oil on the earth, plenty of oil on the earth. It's all to get prices where they want it and control the people. Believe me, I'm telling you the truth. Check it out for yourself. Don't take my word for good morning. Check it out. But to show you just how far along we are in this technocracy, a baby's first word, a little baby named Joe Brady's first word, guess what it was?
What's that?
Alexa. Not mama and dada. Not mommy and daddy. Alexa. Now, let that sink in a second. His first word was Alexa. I mean, how sorry is that?
It's pretty sorry. I have to laugh. It's so sorry.
Well, I mean, they're so involved in their phones and their Alexas and other things they have. They're so involved in the child heard Alexa more than I heard mommy or daddy. And the first word was Alexa. I am absolutely stunned that people are this involved in this. But I have seen with my own eyes people spend hours and hours and hours on their phones scanning screens or computers or either walking down the street without looking to where they're going and punching on their phone. And they do it in cars also, text them while they're driving. Now, that really isn't kind of insane. I understand we talk on the phone once in a while. I do too. But trying to text and drive, especially in the hills here in West Virginia where you got 30-foot of straight road, you're doing well, you know, is insane. But I see them doing it. It's addictive or something. Something's wrong here.
And the thing of it is, it isn't healthy either. It's not healthy for them. You know, there's all kinds of reports, you know, the eye damage, the, you know, all sorts of things that are very disruptive to your body if you're too attached to your phones and so forth. But
I want to give one quick hit. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Take it. Go ahead.
Well, no, go ahead. I'll save this for tomorrow.
I'm going to take one more reason to leave California. They're the number one sexually transmitted diseases now.
It's not Florida anymore.
Isn't that wonderful? No, it's California. And Alaska has moved up to second. So, but anyway, I thought it was really sad that America and California, that they went up 45% since 2017. That's amazing. That's unbelievable that this could happen. But it's happening in California.
Yes, it is amazing. It is amazing. But anything else you wanted to say on that?
No, you go ahead and finish your thought. I'll give you the last 3 seconds. All yours.
I didn't know how to end the program on STDs. What else is there to say, ladies and gentlemen?
Well, you know, God made rules when it comes between individuals, a husband and wives, for a purpose. It wasn't to restrict us, it was to keep us safe. But anyway, that's my thought for the day.
Thanks, Todd. You're pulling me out of this one. 1-800-375-1188. Tomorrow we're going to talk about Medicare is going to become insolvent by 2026, 3 years earlier than previous forecasted. So, you know, this isn't going to last, you know. 800-375-4188. Thank you for joining us this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back tomorrow with Dave Allen. Until then, be safe and good night and God bless.